Yeah. Subject of today is Mitzvah Tzedakah El Maaseh. There is in Mitzvah Tzedakah and Mitzvah Maaseh, there is a Pashukim and Chumash Devarim in Parashat Re'eh. Aser te'aser et kod tebu'at zera'echa. Hayotze ha'sadeh shana shana. You shall take 10% of all the crop that you have in your field every year. What do? You take it. You go to Yerushalayim that were born every year in your farm. You go over there, you eat it there. Suppose the distance is very long, you are not going. You can't take all this, you will get spoiled as you go. What do? You redeem it on money. Come and say, here I have this worth so much, here is the money for it. This is a kadosh. All the holiness that is in it will go on the money. The money you store it, when you go to Israel, to Jerusalem, you spend it over there. You buy food in Yerushalayim. Person comes and says, but this is why. I'll store it for 40 years, 50 years. And it comes into us, you don't be too smart. You must know, I give you a chance. 1 year, two, you didn't go yet. On the third, you must already finish with it. That money has to be spent already. By the third year, nothing will be left. This is the law of the Torah in Maaseh. But you must spend it on food. You can't come and say, I'll spend it, I'll buy a house over there. No. Real estate, different things. Must be spent on food because the Torah wants tourists to come to Yerushalayim. Bring business over there. Settle the land, will be more settled. This is the din that's written here. Another place it's written, God said, remember that if a poor man comes to you, and he's asking, please help him. I kindly tell you, do not refuse him, give him. How much do you give him? How much do you owe to give to the car? Here we learn that you give Maaseh 10%. The 10% here it's written only on the field or any produce that you have. But how about business? You make money. It's also there is Maaseh. Where do we learn it from that there is Maaseh and money too? This is from the very early age of the Jewish people. From the ancient time, soon the Torah that were giving Maaseh. The first one that gave Maaseh, who was? Who was the first one you think gave Maaseh? Abraham Avinu. Was that, you remember, Abraham went and he fought against Sodom, correct? And he took everything. From Amraphel, Melashar, he didn't have what Sodom. There was World War. There were four kings against five. The four were Kedor Laomer, Shinab, Shem Ever, and Tidal. And they fought against five Melachim of Sodom and Amorah. Who won the war? The four. Now, these four, one of them is Amraphel, it's called. He had another name, Nimrod. Nimrod and Amraphel is the same one. His first word was Nimrod. Why? He said, let's rebel against the kingdom of heaven. That was Rasham, Nimrod. But they call him also Amraphel because Amar, Paul, he said to Abraham, I'll let you fall into the fire. Threw him into the fire. You remember the story with the idols that Abraham broke and so on. Then, these four won the war. Who lived in Sodom related to Abraham? His nephew, Lot. Abraham heard, the news came to him that his nephew was captured in captivity. He ran right away. He took with him, not too many, 318 men to go to fight four kingdoms. Makes sense? Abraham went. Weapons? He didn't have. Those people, they have all kind of bow and arrow, all kind of weapons, swords, and Abraham went with a stick. Stick he can fight people, armies. That, he took dust, threw it on them. The dust turned to be arrows. Arrows go shooting there. They throw the arrows turn to be dust. They drop close to them. Doesn't reach Abraham. And so that's so then and then Nevi'im that Abraham won the war. After he won, he gained the freedom for his nephew again, Lot. And he took all what they took from Ibn Sodom and Amorah, all the property, everything what they captured, all the jewelry and everything, he took everything back. As he took everything back from them, came right away the king of Sodom. Said, you took everything, but give me my men back. I want the people. Take whatever you take that belongs to you. You didn't take it from me, you took it from people that they captured. But let me have my people. Abraham said, no, not only your people I'll give you. I'll give you the people. I'll give you everything that I took from them that belongs to you. But one thing, I have people, some friends that they came to fight. I can take what belongs to them to give it to you. What belongs to them is there. What belongs to me, my share, I'll give it to you. I wouldn't take even a shoelace from what belongs to you. That's once Abraham, he said, why did he do it? Really it belongs to him, why? He wouldn't take. He doesn't want the king of Sodom later on to say, oh, Abraham became rich because of me. And he wants him to know that if he has anything, it directly comes from God, from Hashem. He gave him everything. As he was coming, he had other things that don't belong to Sodom, from the other kings that he took. As he was coming, there was a king, who was a tzaddik, went to welcome Abraham when he comes back from the war. Who was that? The son of Noah. His name was Shem. And they called him Melchizedek, a true righteous king. He came to welcome him. And when he came to welcome him, and he was blessing Abraham, blessing Hashem who did all the miracles of Abraham, Abraham gave him Ma'aser. He gave him 10% of all that property to this king Melchizedek. We understand that already Abraham Avinu gave Ma'aser, but Ma'aser of what? Not of the produce, but Ma'aser of something that worth money. We learn from it that a Jew has to give 10% of whatever income he makes to the poor. But even Yitzhak made Ma'aser. Do you remember how much Yitzhak gave Ma'aser? Should remember. Said Yitzhak went and he was in the kingdom of Philistim. You remember? And when Yitzhak came to the kingdom of Philistim, he plowed and he planted. He said, "Vayizra Yitzhak v'shana ahi, vayimtza me'a sha'arim." What's me'a sha'arim? 100 times as much as they estimated that it will come out. He said, why? Why 100 times as much? Because it's hard determined to give Maaser. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him 100 times as much. He said, you want to give Maaser? You give 10%? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll make your property 10 times as much. That is what he said. 10 times, 1/10. And 10 times as much as we have, that's 100 times. That means 100 times of your Maaser, Hashem gives you. And that means what they say, Aser te Aser. The Pasuk said, you should give Maaser, he said, twice, Aser te Aser. Our rabbi said, why it's written twice, Aser te Aser? Then you Aser. If you do make Maaser te Asher, you will become rich. But it's not written te Asher, it's written te Aser. So the Pasuk, the sentence is a little bit longer. But Aser, the Aser at Kotev Azarach, if you give Maaser this year, next year you will give all what you have this year as Maaser. That means this will be 10 times as much. That means you'll become wealthy. This is one pirush, one explanation. There's another explanation. Give Maaser. If you want to give more, I said, yes, okay, give more. Another Maaser, not more. This means 20%, from 10 to 20. You want to give not less than 10%. You want to give more, give, but don't go over the limit. Tell you to give up to 20%, except, God forbid. There is something, Pidyon Shibuyim. What's Pidyon Shibuyim? People captured, taken into captivity, and there will be loss among in the hand of Goyim. And at that time, that's a special mitzvah, you save them from the hand of Goyim, even over the 20%. But 20% regular tzedakah be up to 20%, from 10 to 20. Now, person comes to make tzedakah. He says, Rabbi, who should I give the tzedakah to? What is the best tzedakah? I want to know what it is. Of course, we read also Yaakov gave Maaser. He said, he made a vow when he left his wife. So, oh God, V'chol asher titeni, aser aaserenu lach. All what you will give me, I'll give Maaser. Again, he used the word Maaser twice. Aser aaserenu. Why? I'll give 20%, not only 10%. And they say that one goy came and asked a rabbi, Rabbi, I'm surprised that your forefather, Yaakov, he promised something, he didn't do it. He said, what? I promised to give myself from everything that God will give. He said, yes. So I don't see that he did. I don't see what he, who told you. It's certain. Yaakov Avinu had 12 children. He said, if he had 12 children, Maaser of 12 children, he gave only one to be holy. Who would it be? So where's the Maaser? There is two more. 1/10 is one guy, but there is two more Shvatim. This is what the king asked the rabbi. The rabbi told him, you have to ask a bigger question. He said, what? He said, really, it's not two. More than that. He said, huh? More than more. 12 Shvatim there is. Correct? Don't forget. There is also Menashen the point, that's 14. So, come on, you make the question even bigger yet? What is the Maaser for those four? See, that's why I told you there's also Menashen the point. So don't forget that these children, 12, four of them were Bechorim. Why? Akovino had them from four mothers. each one, the Bechor, goes according to the mother. So therefore, the Bechorim four, take the four off the Tzeh, and give myself the Tzeh. Bechorim already holy. This is the answer of the Rabbi to the king. This is Aser, Aser, and I'll give Aser. And from all the other things, income, I'll give up to 20%. That's why he said Aser, Aser, and twice. Some they explain when he said Bechol Asher Titendi, Aser, Aser, and Ulach. What is Bechol Asher? What you give me, I'll give Maaser. He said, what is mine is the Maaser. What does it mean? A person thinks he gives Maaser, and the 90% his. Never. The 90% is not his, the Maaser is his. When he gives Tzedakah, the Maaser, that's what stays with him forever, eternal. But the other things, the 90% is going to leave it and go. He said, what is mine is the Maaser that I'm giving. That's what they say, a story of a very, very big rabbi who was advisor of the king in Spain. And the king of Spain was told by his advisors, the Goyim, don't trust this Jew. You think he's loyal to you, blah, 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 blah. You know, and they kept talking, making him time after time. He said, test him, see. So, okay, I will. All of a sudden, the rabbi, you know, one day comes to the king. The king said, dear rabbi, I want to ask you a question, if you don't mind. The rabbi realized some problems. I said, yes, I would like you to tell me, how much do you own your property? How much do you estimate the worth of your real estate and everything what you have? About. I said, I'll have to go with figure. But I own, and I'll come and tell you. He went, he looked. And suppose he gave him in a month 100,000. He told the king 100,000. The king so good, so mad at him. He said, you're lying to me? Your property 100,000, you have one. That's over there, condominium, I don't know, apartment house. That's worth more. I know an uptown over there. What do you tell me now? You own one, you own so many real estate, and then you're pulling my leg. I said, my dear king, I told you, and I told you what is right, you know? I said, I'll bring you my book, and I'll show it to you. Bought the book, he went, bought the book of charity. He says, see, this is what I gave during my lifetime. This is mine. The rest is not mine. They'll come. So the rest I'm going to leave it. I don't know who take it. Maybe the kingdom, maybe them. How would I know? I can't go to all that. But one thing I know, what I gave to the needy people, that's mine. That's exactly what Jacob said. What's mine is cholesterol, asera, what I give myself. Anyhow, this is what we talk about myself. The tzedakah, it's written, patuach tiftach et yadecha le'achicha le'aniyecha le'avyonecha be'aretzecha. You have to open your hand and give to the poor. First he said le'achicha. God forbid, his relative who is poor. There's somebody not relative poor. Your duty first, the relative, Ahicha. Then, Aniyecha. Aniyecha means your poor people. What do you mean your poor people? They are in your community. These poor people who are not in your community, they come first. Then there is in your city, in different city. Your city is before, except when it comes to Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel, they prefer. Now, these are the mitzvah tzedakah. The question is, how many levels of tzedakah there is? There is two kinds of mitzvah. There is ma'aser and tzedakah. Ma'aser goes to a special thing, tzedakah goes to a special. What is the difference? Ma'aser, you cannot do it anything you want. Ma'aser, you have to do certain things or to the needy people, poor, or to people who are learning Torah. That's what you do with Maaseh of the money. And tzedakah has nothing to do with Maaseh. Come a person says, okay, can I give Maaseh, from the Maaseh, something I want to feed my children? Is that also mitzvah? I'll give from the money of the Maaseh. Oh, wait a minute. Now, if you give it to little children, young girl, very young, early age, that's tzedakah. Every thing that a person gives to the children, there is a tzedakah. The Maaseh, you can't use it for this. Maaseh has to be different. But if you give tzedakah, it's considered tzedakah. Gemara said, Oseh tzedakah b'chol ayin. There is a person that every minute of his life he makes tzedakah. What is it? There's two explanations how a person can make tzedakah every minute. One, that he is feeding his children young from this money, that's tzedakah b'chol ayin, every minute. There's another tzedakah b'chol ayin. If you bring books, you buy them, or you lend it to people, or you give it to people to read. Every time they read, you are making a tzedakah. This is what the Gemara explained, what is Oseh tzedakah b'chol ayin, all the time. You know, there is different levels of tzedakah. Which one higher, which one? They come, they tell us. The highest level of tzedakah, you make sure that you don't wait till a man becomes poor and then you try to help him. Before he becomes poor, man of business, businessman, all of a sudden his business is collapsing. He's losing his business. And he comes, he asks for a loan. Give it to him. See, oh, this man already is losing. Well, I can't expect that he will pay me back. Maybe who knows if he will succeed or not. This is the biggest tzedakah. You establish him again that he will be able to save his dignity. That supporting that he should not fall. This is the biggest tzedakah. After that, there's a tzedakah that you give money, you don't know whom you give to. The one who takes, doesn't know whom does he take it from. How? He gives it to a middleman. There is people appointed sometimes on a charity. You give it to those people. The middleman, that comes after, that's one that you help people in business. Then there is another one. You know whom do you give it to. But the one who receives it doesn't know well whom they are. Somebody comes to you, there's somebody very poor. This one will collect it. Okay. You know already whom does it go to. But he doesn't know the one who receives it, where it came from. Then there is the one who receives it knows. But the one who gives doesn't know. That's plenty, because there is some embarrassment for a person, the receiver, that he knows where from. Then there is, when a person who gives, person who receives, they know. What of it? Person who goes, he gives to the poor, a beggar. He knows whom he gave, and the one who took knows whom he took it. And there is, Rabbi Arin, something very good. Person gives it to the cat to a poor. He should think of four letters of Hashem. Now, the coin that you hold in your hand to give it, that is the yod. The five fingers that you have, that's the hair is five. Your arm is vav, looks like the arm. And his five fingers of the poor, that's hair, yod, ke, vav, ke. They come to the books, they ask, is that fair? You're forgiving the arm of the giver. And what happened to the arm of the receiver? You cut it off? Why do you figure only his fingers? What's about his arm? Someone once said a very, very smart thing. He said, this gives you a hint. Don't wait till he will stretch his arm to ask you to give him. give him before he will stretch his arm. Give it to him in his hand already. That's why they didn't put the arm of the poor into, they didn't bring it into consideration. But you don't wait till he will do that. This is how our rabbis work very carefully in that tzedakah. Come and say, there's no limit, ma'aser, they come to tell you. Whom would you give the ma'aser to? It's important that the ma'aser, as I said before, will go only to people learning Torah or very poor, needy, very needy people. Person comes and says, okay. How much should I give to people who learn Torah? How much should I give to the very poor people? If you found it difficult to give without limit, you should divide it. Half will be to Amidei Torah, people learn Torah, and half will go to the needy people. Person comes and says, Rabbi, there is needy people, but they are in my family. I'm spending for my family, isn't it? You tell me for children, I feed them, etc. Yes. I want to buy them clothing. I want to spend. You tell me to give myself. Can I take this myself, spend it on the food, the clothing, or my children? No. This is not. Money of the ma'aser is not going to go for the children, for their clothing and so on, different kind of expenses. Secondly, a person comes and says, okay, you tell me to give 10% from the income. Is that from the income? Suppose I'm a businessman. Oh, I'm opening a business now. I come, I want to open a business. How much do you want to invest? I want to invest 100,000, oh? You have 100,000 to invest? Wait a minute. Before you invest in business, take 10%, give it to them. Tzedakah. Open with 19,000. Whatever you are opening from the capital, you must give 10% already to tzedakah. And then, from the income, then you give 10%, the income, the profit. Person said, okay, Rabbi, I'll take, first of all, before the profit, I have to take for my expense. I take everything out. This is expense to my house. I have to pay mortgage. I have to pay tax. I have to, okay, this, he cuts off all this. And then he wants to give 10%. No. You give 10% before you take this money for your expenses of your children, of what you have. You take before, that's in order that the ma'aser will be much bigger amount. And then you spend. What you spend for your food, for others, that's it. You don't spend that, and then you give ma'aser. You give ma'aser first, and then take and then spend. Which means, as I said, the ma'aser, Kadosh Baruch Hu, promised. He said, you want to test me? Test me. You are not allowed to test Hashem. We just read last week in the parasha, Lo tenasu et Hashem Elohechem kasher nisitem b'masa. Shamor tshmarim kol mitzvot. You must believe in God and keep the mitzvot. Don't come and say, I want to test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in one thing you test me. He said, what? Give ma'aser. And rely on me that I'll give you. If I didn't give you, he said, see, they told me that. He said, I assure you that you'll become wealthier, you become very wealthy. Can you imagine what Kadosh Baruch Hu said? Try me out, test me. And this they were permitted to test Hashem with the ma'aser. They say about one man who needed money. So I couldn't eat, pray to God, oh God, please, I need $1 million, send it to me. And I promise, I'll give ma'aser. But they say, if you give, the person gives ma'aser, you'll give him a lot. I promise I'll give ma'aser, give me the money. Give me $1 million. You see, I'll give 100,000 right away to ma'aser. That's what he says. I'll give Maaseh when you give me. If you don't trust me, take the Maaseh from now. Take the 100,000, give it the 900,000. He gave already. Give me the 900,000. Why? This is not a wise thing to say. Before, take the Maaseh and give it. After you have it in your pocket, then you give it. Well, am I crazy? I'm going to lose it. That's the time it's all luck, I'm saying. Before he has anything, oh, I promise. Campaign in the United States, president. cutting taxes. 4 years ago, he promised to cut taxes. I don't know. Did he?
No.
You sure?
I still have a home, I find.
And now they will promise, I'm sure, in the campaign. They will promise again, and they will never keep the promise. And this is what they say in our Torah. Efa tzedek behin tzedek yeh lachem. What's hin tzedek? They said, whenever you say yes, it's yes. You say no means no. Diplomats say no. I say yes, but I mean no. I say no, I mean yes. This is in the language of diplomats. The Baruch Hu said, you do what you are told to do. This is tzedek. We come, we say then, the tzedakah is so important. The ma'aser is so important. And what the person comes to say, is there anything better than that? We're testing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he tells you, I allow you to test me. Can you imagine? There is no end to that. This is the mitzvah of mitzvah tzedakah. And they come and say, okay, Rabbi. A man came and he asked me for a loan. You told me this is the biggest mitzvah of tzedakah. To give him in a way of a loan that there's no embarrassment, nothing. He gave me a loan, I lend him money. Before I got paid on that, he comes again to me, will you give me a loan? Rabbi, how much shall I give this man? Now the Torah said, "Ve'ha'ave ta'abitenu de mahsoro asher yasar lo." You shall give the poor man when he asks for help, whatever he needs. They didn't tell you give $1, 100, 1,000, so as much as it make it possible for him to live. What he needs, you can't say what he needs. Some people become from rich family. Ooh, they got used to very rich life. All of a sudden, business is bad. They lost all the money. But they are accustomed to a very, very high standard. What do? You have to look at his standard of the man, of the needy one. So, Rabbi, he's asking me only once the best food. This is what he got used to. Don't give him something that he will not be able to eat or chew. This is what he got used to. You give him what he got used to. That's what we call Ani Ben Tobim. We call him Nibu. Ani, many was poor today, but yesterday he was from a very, very respectable family. They lost their money. And he became poor. And he went to me. You must understand to help him with dignity, bechavod. And this is what we say when you are giving something, giving it in a respectable way. And not only that, with joy. Some people they give. They give. Somebody comes, he's asking for money. Oh, he's burning. Okay, take care of this. Don't bother me anymore. Just like as he didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be give it with joy, with happiness. That's what the Gemara said. and no temple without Aniyah. Person that gives the money to the poor, God will bless him with six different kinds of blessings. But if he gives him nice words, so may God help you, bless you, I'm sorry, I can't give you a full amount, I'll give you this, and you talk to him nicely. And if it's good, he leaves your home with a good feeling, then you are blessed with 11 berachot, almost double. And even if you would give him less than that one. הוויסום מתברך באחת עשר ברכות. It's very important how you give it to him. What do you say at the time that you give? This is what I'm saying in short. What is mitzvah tzedakah? There's many details to the mitzvah. I'm not touching from every angle. Just explaining a few things that the books told us about the mitzvah of tzedakah. They come, they tell you, okay, Rabbi, you describe to us this tzedakah, this tzedakah. I gave Masya. You tell me the first time I give from the capital. Then I'll have to keep to give from the income. I went to, all of a sudden, lottery. I won 100,000. What do you call that now? Is the income, the capital? Of course, you made now 100,000 the lottery. You have to give well 10% to tzedakah. That's the mahasiyah again. Is it good enough that you have 90? No, you, all of a sudden, it's a lot comes. I'll take 10% and give it away. Look, this came from Hashem to me, and I'll take it right away and I'll go. I have to store it, put it in my bank, put it on, being part with the money I have there. No, you must keep myself from it. And they come, they say, sometimes you have to give him what you need. Gemara told the stories. A person came and said, listen, I'm starved, I'm hungry. Said, okay, what do you want to eat? He said, I'm accustomed to eat roast chicken with the stuffing, stuffed this way and this way. Said, am I responsible for what you're accustomed to? Here is the lentil, eat. You like, you eat, you don't. The man is starved. He can't eat lentils. He never ate it in his life. But he's starved. He eats. He eats stuff throwing up. He eats, and he gets very disgusted. He dies for me. It could happen. And I said, listen, you didn't give him his needs. You give him a call. Then the man came and said, please give me. So what? So I want roasted chicken, stuffed. Am I responsible for you? The man told him. You want your demanding? You want this? I'll give you something. So what do you think? I'm eating from what you have, what you own. I'm asking you something that God gave you. That's from God. I said, sorry. I can dish if you want. He ate and he died. Another one came. Chicken. What are you doing? Chicken. He said, I'm going to give you chicken. Take money of charity and give it to you instead of giving it to the charity. I'll give you something cheaper. He said, no wonder. All of a sudden, this man that was supposed to give the charity, his sister came from far away. She didn't see him for many years. She brought him different things with her. Among the things that she brought a roasted chicken, stuff. The rabbi said, the man said, Never in my life somebody brought me something. What happened now that they are bringing me this as a gift? You remember this? The poor man just before told him, I'm accustomed to this. And he told him, am I responsible for you? He said, am I eating from you? Asking you to give me what God gives you. I said, no. He ran after him and said, Na'aneti lecha meholi. Forgive me, please, I was wrong. Now I realize when he asked me for that, I said, God send it right away. What did he need? The Gemara says, Hillel at Zaken. Hillel, who was a great tzaddik. The man came to him and said, Rabbi, please help me. I'll be what? I'm in need. I'm in troubles. Sure. I'll help you. Okay, I'll bring you. And I told his wife, Hanneh, cook the raspasulia. You know, I can't. I can't eat raspasulia. Can't you? He says, I'm eating. I said, you can eat. I can't eat. He happened to be from a very rich family that always I know him. He went back up. He needs food. He said, well, you're responsible. I said, I'm sorry. That's what I have. I'm going to give you. The making happen for this man. The poor man was left something in front of him that he couldn't. He ate it and he died. Saw him dying, when all his life was fasting. He was afraid that he is considered as murderer because he didn't feed that man and he starved to death. Because he gave him something, the wrong food. He said, a person that accustomed to something, he learned as again, realized that somebody was a very rich man, and lost all his money, became poor, and he came to ask him, and then prepared a horse for him that he'll be able to ride, because he knew that he was always riding a horse to go. He prepared a number of things that he knew, this ani of today, that was Ashir yesterday, what does he need? Prepared exactly according to his needs, he gave him. This is tzedakah. Not all poor people are the same. This one needs more, this one needs less. Why? This is man. He cannot, he's accustomed differently. He lost everything. Today he is on a low level. He can't buy these things. You have to give him what he used, what he is accustomed, what he used to spend before. Then we come. The Torah said, you do all these mitzvot, especially of the Maaser. You are a very important person. The Maaser is considered one of the highest mitzvot in the Torah. Why? I cannot tell you. Not only that you are giving Maaser, it shows that you are believing in God. And God said, you give the loan to the person, you give tzedakah to the person, you're giving it to me. Like lending it to me. And I will multiply it by many. They come, they say, Rabbi, I gave a pledge to the shul. Can I give it from the maaser? No. But there are certain things in the shul that will be given for maaser. If you give it for books. You give it for something to encourage of learning Torah. Spot all the people will be able to learn Torah. This will be. But again they say, don't use all your maaser for that. Make sure that half of the maaser will go to people who are learning Torah. This is what they warn us about. Because many times people ask me, Rabbi, can I do this thing? For the money of Maaser. All of a sudden it comes, oh, I have an education of my children, they are in college, I have to pay so much. No, sir. You can't. What you give to an elderly boy, maybe little children that they need rebellion food, you can be about to go now. The goals, that's up to you. You don't come to consider this from the master. You can't have it. If we look at the Pesukim said, in the parasha of this week, God said, I will give you a lot of blessings. What's a lot of blessings? So you, if you are following the mitzvot of the Torah, there is a blessing of family. You will have a blessed family, a blessed family. They need money. If they will multiply by many people, so no way. In Arabic they said, "Dakhla al-walad, biji nasibu ma'o." A child is born, his luck comes with him. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends you for him something special. For the child comes special. Today they talk about family planning.